possible impeachment proceedings against U.S. President Donald Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today hosted a meeting of her leaders to talk strategy.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more on all this from the White House.
Pelosi favors a more methodical approach in confronting a president essentially taunting Democrats by testing the bounds of his power and trying to block their investigations. But more rank-and-file Democrats are getting impatient and pushing Pelosi to act faster by initiating impeachment proceedings. Some Democratic leaders back Pelosi, but also suggest moving toward impeachment may be inevitable. Top Lieutenant Steny Hoyer says, "We are confronting what might be the largest, broadest cover-up in American history." Adding, if a House inquiry leads to things including impeachment, so be it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders laughs off the talk of impeachment as silly.
There's no basis for it. It's absurd on its face. That's why there's no support for it out in the country. The numbers have shown in poll after poll that there's not support for it.
One possible area of White House cooperation with the Democratic House of Representatives is infrastructure. But a short time ago, President Trump told reporters there would be no such effort until all the investigations aimed at him were over. Members of the U.S. Congress Tuesday were briefed on the alleged threat posed by Iran. The classified briefings were conducted by President Trump's national security team. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said Congress was told that attacks against American interests and personnel were imminent. Democrats, for the most part, said the presentation was short on evidence to justify the escalation of tensions. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says despite the setbacks, London remains committed to leaving the European Union.